Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Trump administration has closed another federal agency for a week.
Russell Vogt, the newly installed OMB director, emailed instructions to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau on Saturday, saying it was to suspend its operations on numerous projects through Friday. Its headquarters in the nation's capital was also closed. The agency was created after the 2008 financial crisis and the subprime mortgage lending scandal. Two lawsuits in response have already been filed by the National Treasury Employees Union. George Williams reporting.
Since the CFPB is a creation of Congress, it would require a separate act of Congress to formally eliminate it, but the head of the agency has discretion over what enforcement actions to take, if any. A third federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The latest ruling comes from a federal judge in New Hampshire after two similar rulings by judges in Seattle and Maryland last week. U.S. District Judge Joseph LaPlante, who was nominated by President George W. Bush, said he's not persuaded by the Trump administration's arguments to end birthright citizenship for the children of people in the U.S. illegally. At least nine lawsuits have been filed to challenge the birthright citizenship order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hawaii's Supreme Court has ruled that insurance companies can't bring their own legal actions against those blamed for Maui's catastrophic 2023 wildfire, the deadliest in the U.S. in more than a century. The move allows a $4 billion settlement that had been threatened to proceed. On Wall Street, the Dow by 167 points, the NASDAQ rose 190. This is SRN News. President Trump goes all in on religious liberty.
He says he will shortly establish a special task force headed by Attorney General Pam Bondi to root out anti-Christian bias within the federal government. Mr. Trump says special attention will be given to the FBI, which spent much of the Biden administration targeting pro-life individuals in particular. Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition says, quote, our 3 million members strongly support President Trump in his defense of religious freedom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's state Senate has approved a bill that would prevent men from competing in women's sports. The move comes shortly after Georgia's Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones joined President Trump in Washington, where the president signed an executive order that would cut federal funding to any school that lets boys compete against girls. Georgia Republicans have also introduced a bill to prevent state money from being used for sex change operations. This is SRN News. The Palestinian Authority and Hamas make opposite moves in Middle East diplomacy. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has signed a decree canceling the so-called pay-for-slave program in which families of terrorists killed or captured during attacks receive cash stipends. The program prompted a number of nations, including the United States, to withhold financial aid as long as it went to support terror. Abbas has demanded that in return the United States cancel the Taylor Force Act, which prohibits the aid by the U.S. government. Hamas, meanwhile, called a halt to the ceasefire hostage release, claiming Israel has breached the deal. In a developing story, Israel was reacting to the shocking signs of abuse and torture displayed by three hostages who were repatriated. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.